start things off, I love the quote that you have about the mandolin as having a mixed identity that lies somewhere between classical and popular music. So I just kind of wanted to explore that idea further and what you love so much about the fact that the mandolin is, as you say, between two worlds.
Interesting enough, the mandolin was born as a classical instrument in Italy in the 17th century. However, I realized touring around the world in concerts that a lot of people associate it more with folk music. Here in the States, it's very famous for bluegrass music, we all know that. But also in other places, people tend to associate it with the folk traditions. So I had to think about it a little bit. And indeed, when you look at every cultural, musical culture, you find an instrument that maybe it's not the mandolin, but it's a similar kind of plucked strings instrument, similar by sound to the mandolin, that plays a prominent role in that tradition. For example, in Russia, it would be the balalaika, or in Greece, it would be the bouzouki, and in China, is the pipa, and so on. But really, almost every ancient musical culture has a plucked string instrument as the main character. I think what gives the mandolin today this like huge range of associations when you listen to this plucked strings sound.
How are you able to maybe connect all those dots and create what comes up as the music of your own?
That's I think that's the kind of playfulness element, taking the pieces and rearrange them and rethink them. The whole process of recording the album, I felt like in a huge playground of music where we picked specific compositions that answered a certain key that we had, which is classical music written or driven by folk music. Each one of the pieces we try to think how we take apart the elements, dissolve the elements, put it back as something a bit new, or put the light on one aspect of it or a different element of it. Therefore, each one of the pieces also had a different treatment, instrumental and also by creating the arrangement. Some of them have improvisation elements, some of them we added percussions to them to spice them up a little bit and to really go back a little bit more to the origins, to the first inspirations that the composers who wrote them had at the time they wrote them.
Is it hard, is it ever difficult to be as you are between worlds, or do you find it liberating to be in such a place?
It's very natural for me. I think it also because I've been playing not only classical music in the past years. I think in the past 10 years, I've been playing also some classic, some folk music, especially klezmer music with Gyula Feidman all around the world. And this may also, I guess, my very curious nature. I like to listen to many different kinds of music, and when I listen to them, I like to take the mandolin and try to imitate the nuances and the little differences, to pay attention to the different accents of the different musical genres. So for me, it was a very natural thing to do. And also I feel that playing classical recitals, but also folk music in little clubs in Brooklyn, really help and nourishing each other. It's always nice to, when you play like a folk music set in a jazz club, and you hear the people applause after a good solo, that's a very immediate reaction of the public of what you're doing in real time, to be able to develop that sensitivity and to bring it to a more classical concert hall. And although people won't clap after every cadenza or every nice moment, but they would rather wait to the piece to be ended after three movements or four movements to clap, you still feel and have the sensibility to feel them in real time and to work with that. And also the other way around, I think I use when I'm playing in jazz clubs or in folk music clubs, I use a lot of that kind of classical music, chamber music, finesse and range of dynamics. So I really feel these both worlds are nourishing each other.
I'm fascinated that you were in a mandolin youth orchestra. First of all, I would love to hear a mandolin youth orchestra. That sounds phenomenal. But just tell me what it was like to be a part of that.
That was my introduction to the mandolin and to classical music in general. In the town where I grew up, Be'er Sheva in Israel, they have local conservatory, and there one of the classes was mandolin, and they had a mandolin youth orchestra, as you mentioned. And I remember going with my parents to one of the concerts, and before starting to play the mandolin, I really liked the sound and the power of 40 mandolins playing together. And it just looked like a lot of fun. It looked like the kids are having a lot of fun. So I asked my parents also to study the mandolin. And it was indeed a lot of fun. First teacher who also conducted and arranged all the pieces for the mandolin was wise enough to really pick every year a variety of classical famous pieces of music. It was just a way to educate us. Thought that if we play the music, we really connect to it and really fall in love with it. And he was right.
Did the conductor find these classical works, and did he come up with all mandolin arrangements? Is that how that worked?
Exactly. Yes. I remember the very first, I will never forget it, the very first rehearsal I attended, my very first day in the mandolin orchestra, was a Bach suite arranged for mandolin orchestra, obviously from strings, third orchestral suite. And it just, the air, you know, the famous air, was so capturing. But he also arranged like a Mozart symphonies, and
that's amazing. Do you know why he chose the mandolin?
It's funny. It's another very strange story, because my first teacher, I'm talking about Simcha Natanzon, he was a violin player, and he immigrated from St. Petersburg to Israel in the 70s and came to Be'er Sheva, which is in the southern part of Israel. And when he came to the conservatory, he actually applied for a job as a violin teacher, not a mandolin teacher. Although he played a little bit the mandolin, that wasn't his thing. But in the conservatory, they told him that they already have a violin professor, and therefore he can either start a new mandolin class if he wants, or rather search for another job. So he did. He started a mandolin class and kind of taught himself and improved himself as a mandolinist, and then created this little ensemble that grew up to a larger orchestra. But also I remember when studying with him that most of the pieces that he suggested us to work on were eventually violin repertoire, not mandolin repertoire, which turned as a great advantage for me, because it made me and all of us and all my friends at the class to kind of develop a better technique to cope with such complex writing for violin.